Voice Radio. Believe it.
Care Voice Radio, and this is Straight Talk and Motivation coming your way live. Help it, I just need the music. And these independent artists, each and every one of them, are talking about my topic in their music. This is the feeling of feeling. I'm telling you, you can't make this stuff up. You cannot make it up. My topic is the community of self is important. Coming your way. I'm just getting warmed up on a Friday night. Arturo? People think I'm a techie. I'm not a techie, but I am blessed to understand and use certain types of software and that kind of good stuff. And you know, I've done some development stuff. Yeah. The community of self is a very important thing in these times. And I just wanted to share a little bit from my experience. And again, I always share a lot from my experience. I read a lot. I study a lot. I research a lot to gather intel on many different things, many different behaviors that help us to reflect and help me to reflect on why I do the things I do. So if I did not have a positive self-image, I would not be doing what I'm doing today. If I did not respect my own community of self and understand my value in the world, I would not be on this platform. If I did not regard other people inside the context of the community of self, I would not be on this platform. If I did not celebrate the living God, not religion, God, if I did not celebrate God for taking care of me from such a youngster, you know, until now, giving me introspection and refusing to allow me to quit simply because of that belief in me, the Creator has. I've had those conversations. And those are the types of conversations that begin inside the community of self. When I was in high school, I was a member of the Barbados Boy Scouts Association. And I really enjoyed scouting. Not only did it teach me self-determination, but it also taught me how to tie knots and build tents and learn how to swim and survival and beyond. So the community of self is the most vitality element on the planet. The community of self, it extends in a very awesome way, because then the self as a group dynamic becomes others who in themselves are a community of self. So when we have that unifying factor coming together, one, and the power of one, and the introspection, and the power of positive thinking and mental attitude is important. Can you imagine if they had 100 Arbreez in one space right now, how much power in the world that would be? Respecting yourself, your value, again, I'm going to repeat it, is the most important thing in the universe. Because the you extends, just like when I was in the Boy Scouts and they taught me how to do the staff drill. The staff drill can be extended into practicing with a sword if you're doing martial arts. But it also can be a defense tool or weapon, if you will. And that helps you to understand and steady your mind. And last week I was talking about learning martial arts, growing up in martial arts to steady myself. But tonight I'm before you, and people are always asking me, Arby, how can you just speak so fluently and be so confident? Because I know what I'm saying can stand the test of time. That's very important in the community of self. Can you show up and stand the test of time? And some of those behaviors that I learned in scouting, Boy Scouting, has made me the man I am today. As a matter of fact, I translated those things that I learned into becoming a program specialist for the Boy Scouts of America and U.S. when I got here. I was just looking for something else to do. And so I volunteered myself into going into the projects and teaching young boys how to become the master of the community of self, because it was important. Now, for those 930,000 scouters in the U.S., I think it's a little bit more now, maybe less, tonight as a part of the community itself. I salute you. And to the 98% Eagle Scouts, and that was a long time ago, so maybe that dynamic has changed, who are CEOs of major companies in the United States. I salute you as part of the community itself because you're important. You are leaders in the free world. I salute myself because I just enjoy regarding myself well before other people can try to break me down, because this has been a rough week and a lot of people complaining and speaking to others in a rude way, in a disrespectful way, trying to tear them down. So tonight, Straight Talk and Motivation suggest, why do you do that? Why do you spend so much time having conversations with other people about people that you know is untrue? When I was in college, they told me that, you know, if you have power and authority, that's real power. If you're working for someone and you do a very good job and they take credit, that becomes pseudo power. Because you don't have the original authority from the job description to be doing the things that you do. And that's where the pain and suffering begins. In the community of self. It has happened to me. And I'm not joining the Me Too movement as people might think, but it is important to recognize what happened to you, what went wrong, and what course correction you created in the middle of the storm as the community of self to make your life work. I get very excited when I'm listening to the music and the melodies in the music. Very important. A feeling, a feeling. A lot of the artists are part of the global village in the community of self. When they team up, then they become the community of self and others. And many times, conversations take place. Some are horizontal, some are vertical. Horizontal is when you're talking to he, she, or it, or whatever's going on this way. Across the horizon, and vertical is when you say, okay, I'm going to take it up line. Whether you're taking it up line to your boss or your supervisor, your boss or his or her boss. And also ultimately, if you're praying and talking to God, then to God. But all of that happens inside the community of self with others. And that's called the congregation inside the community of self. So how do we fix our negative progression? How do we fix who we are to be better communities of self? Well, we start with our thinking. Recognizing your value and your motives. I have people who will tell people, and you do too. I'm just using my experiences as the aggregator in the conversation. Because many of you can probably relate to a lot of what I'm saying. But in what I'm saying, what disrupts negatively the community of self inside of the individual is the thought. And then you have to take a look at what you're thinking. And I spoke briefly about that a couple of weeks ago, if you listened to the show, about how you think. If you disrupt your own thinking from negative to positive, then that community of self begins to grow exponentially. Develop the right type of thought process, the right type of systems development skill set, and back to the community of self, you carry that to others, and people begin to feel the flavor of you. Now, as my grandmother used to say, if you're going to say Aubrey, she used to call me Joel. If you're going to say Joel, you're going to say A, you have to say B. Now, on the other side of the conversation, there are people watching you engage in the community of self, and conversations begin out of that too. because they're now looking at your internal mind becoming an external form, and you're looking pretty good as an individual, mentally, spiritually. And then they begin to judge you because they've heard things about you from people who have vendettas against you because they're hurt, because they're jealous. And guess what? You didn't do anything to them in the community of self. They started looking at you and they began to think, who that guy think he is? Always excited. Who's that excited? No one is that excited about life. Always smiling. And you haven't done anything to that person yet. But the energy that you develop inside the community of self begins to vibrate and affect the external community. So now you're having a good time. You're dancing with the flow. And someone watching you who is not quite happy and very unhappy because they're disgusted that you are shining a light without even saying anything. You're just excited. You can see it in your face. These are some of the behaviors that propagate the community of self. So even if you don't say anything to anyone, because there's always that concern in that conversation that suggests, well, you must have done something to evoke that type of behavior in the other person, the other, self and others. And sometimes you don't have to do anything. You just have to be happy. And their being unhappy then begins to blame you for everything that they can find. So the jury is out on that one. When people talk about, well, they wouldn't have done or said or think anything about you if you didn't do them something wrong. And many of you can relate to what I'm saying. Sometimes the community of self needs no... There's just no reason. You don't need a complaint issued against you for you to become the accused. It's important to know that in how you think when you're thinking about yourself. And as you're migrating to others, then you're bringing your presence. You're bringing your energy with you. With you. As Terry Penman has a song that says, with you. As a matter of thing, I'm going to take a break and I'm going to play that song for you. Right? And let's see. It's a clarinet mix. Here we go. some point it becomes spontaneous. Me, you and I becomes all of me, and that's how we do it in the Caribbean. So if I have a positive mental attitude and I behave appropriately, behaviorally, and I touch you, I tap you, it becomes kind of a contagious situation. Well, I'm a good person, you're a good person, tap that person and become a good person. That is how the community of self builds out, because we are brick by brick building out an eclectic mix of community of self that eventually becomes the community of self and others. But we must start with ourselves, because that's where empowerment begins. You can't do it unless you stop, drop, roll, and think about how you are as the community of self. There's a book called the same thing, Nicky Makbar. Someplace in my library it is, and it's been around for a lot of years, and read it a couple of times, and I used it in college. And the interesting thing is, the other day someone popped up, a friend of mine in Maryland, and she said, you know, she posted the same book, and I said, wow, that reminds me of my college days. So the community of self that represents me for who I am right now is the same community of self that got up, stood and delivered on a dream of becoming a better person, a more qualified person, a pioneer, if you will. And in this season, on the special broadcast I'm doing for my family here in Atlanta, and the It's Just Us Productions Company, is part of the matrix of understanding and believing and delivering as the community of self by the name of Aubrey. And yes, I speak on these things, and I talk about this thing, because the more and more I listen to other members of my community, I am hearing what I consider to be a disgusting thing called stinking thinking inside the community of self. People behaving poorly, thinking ill of themselves when they should be thinking more positively, finding solutions to problems. And when they're thinking poor about themselves, what happens is they start talking negative about you. So now your name is mud in the community, because most people are not interested enough to conduct a question and answer session with you once they hear something, or even ask your permission, because their mind is corrupted in a way where they don't think they can come and talk to you. Because their mind is already telling them, well, you know what I know about this person? And it's not being addressed. So tonight on Straight Talk and Motivation, I'm talking about it, because the title of the show is to talk straight. And the motive is to empower the community. As a speaker, empowerment is my focus. I went to college for empowerment, the school of empowerment. Not that it was an external part of me, it's now internal and external, and activated as an experiential journey since 1991. You can't make this stuff up, it has to be real. The same story I told you earlier about the Boy Scouts when I went to college, that was my thesis. Going in to the community of self and others, and taking 10 steps with me from what I learned in the 10 Scout laws that was then. I don't know what they look like now in the new model, because there have been some rifts, there have been some accusatory statements and all types of things. And that reminds me of this same conversation that I'm talking about with the community of self. We have to stop behaving poorly. But how do you do that when your mind is cascading all the time? What are the steps to getting going in that area? That's something for us to talk about. The 10 steps. 5 fingers on each hand. 10 steps to molding your mind inside of the community of self to become better. You have 5 senses. Start there. Those are your instructors. And what your instructors suggest in the community of self is not always as it appears, especially when you are looking visually without an introspective program. And on the other hand, you have the commencement ceremony that begins with others. And the others, step one is to find purpose, man. So that's why I don't rush in when people have these conversations. And I listen very well. And sometimes it's about me. Sometimes it's about 10 to 20 other people that don't even know their name is being victimized. And then you have leaders around them who cuddle them and say, man, don't worry about that. But that is where the pain lives. Because you have people who have authentic power, original power, real power, who condone these things while the community suffers. It's unacceptable. Now it's all of we have to chime in. And if you're interested in finding out how you can formalize and be instructed and have an experience, send me an email. Aubrey@aubreyspeaks.net. And I will direct you onto program and services that can assist you on how to have a resilient mind in the community of self. That's important. As I leave here, I want you to know it's all of me. And I'm going to give you some sax, and I'm going to give you some pan from Terry, Mexican Pan Man Arthur. Because he is a great example of what I'm saying inside the community of self. That man thinks well of everyone, always trying to find a place to help you be resilient and be purposeful. And he's a very wonderful musician. This one is dedicated to those who are interested in reviewing what it takes to become part of the community of self. And then it becomes all of we. All of we. All of us. Thank you for listening. I'm going to give you this one because it doesn't matter when you become the community of self and then you add one to you, then you can go wide and you can go deep. But it doesn't matter how you get there. It matters that you get there. So, and you become a top rider. So you can take a train, bus, car. This is how you get there.
Radio. Believe it.